Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Thank you. Hare Krishna. After some time, we are continuing with our Krishna book class, concert, and also reading of Govinda Lilamrita. For those of you concerned, I am getting better from my intestinal ailment that I received in India. So I should be back to full speed in a couple of weeks. In a few moments, we will begin our Krishna book class. In the meantime, here is some nice Indian music. Trinadapi sunichena turadi vasa hishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sada hari Haryanama 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 eva kibalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatir anyata Haryanama 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 eva kibalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatir anyata. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. We're on the final chapter of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we are studying chapter 90, the summary description of Lord Krishna's pastimes. I have divided this chapter into 9 different sections. Now we will take section number 3, which is entitled Bhava and Anubhava. It is appropriate that I offer respects to my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I will chant his mantras. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Utale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaudavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarini. Mm-hmm. like to welcome Chit Shakti Devi Dasi from London, first person to sign in. The Queens said, "Dear Karari Bird, now it is very late at night. Everyone is sleeping. The whole world is now calm and peaceful. At this time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is sleeping. Although his knowledge is never disturbed by any circumstances. But why are you, then, not sleeping? Why are you lamenting like this throughout the whole night? Dear friend, is it that you are also attracted by the lotus eyes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are attracted by his sweet smiling and attractive words, exactly as we are? Do those dealings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead pinch your heart as they do ours? Hello, Chakravaki bird. Why have you closed your eyes? Are you searching after your husband, who may have gone to foreign countries? Why are you lamenting so pitiably? Alas, it appears that you are very much aggrieved. Or is it a fact that you are also willing to become an eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? We think that you are anxious to put a garland on the lotus feet of the Lord and then place it on your hair. Oh dear ocean, why are you roaring all day and night? Don't you like to sleep? We think you have been attacked by insomnia, or if we are wrong, or if we are not wrong, our dear Shyamasundara has tactfully taken away your gravity and power of forbearance, which are your natural qualifications. Is it not a fact that for this reason you are suffering from insomnia like us? Yes, we admit that there is no remedy for this disease. Dear Moon God, we think that you have been attacked by a severe type of tuberculosis. For this reason, you are becoming thinner and thinner day by day. O Lord Moon, you are now so weak that your thin rays cannot dissipate the darkness of night. Or is it a fact that just as we have, you also have been stunned? You have been stunned by the mysteriously sweet words of our Lord Shyamasundara. Is it a fact that it is because of this severe anxiety that you are so grave? O breeze from the Himalayas, what have we done to you that you are so intent on teasing us by awakening our lust to meet Krishna? Do you not know that we have already been injured by the crooked policy of the Personality of Godhead? Dear Himalayan breeze, please know that we have already been stricken. There is no need to injure us more and more. Dear beautiful cloud, the color of your beautiful body exactly resembles the bodily hue of our dear most Shyamasundara. We think, therefore, that you are very dear to our Lord, who is the chief of the dynasty of Yadus. And because you are so dear to him, you are absorbed in meditation exactly as we are. We can appreciate that your heart is full of anxiety for Shyama Sundara. You appear excessively eager to see him, and we see that for this reason only, drops of tears are gliding down from your eyes, just as they are from ours. Dear Black Cloud, we must frankly admit that to establish an intimate relationship with Shyama Sundara means to purchase unnecessary anxieties while we are otherwise comfortable at home. Srila Prabhupada now comments. Generally, the cuckoo sounds its cooing vibration at the end of night or early in the morning, when the princesses heard the cooing of the cuckoo at the end of night, they said, "Dear cuckoo, your voice is very sweet. As soon as you vibrate your sweet voice, we immediately remember Shyama Sundara." Because your voice exactly resembles him. We must frankly admit that your voice is imbued with nectar. It is so invigorating that it's competent to bring back life to those who are almost dead in separation from their dearmost friend. We are so much obliged to you. Please let us know how we can welcome you or how we can do something for you. Srila Prabhupada now comments. The queens continued talking like that, and then they addressed the mountain as follows. "Dear mountain, you are very generous. By your gravity only, the whole crust of this earth is properly maintained. Although because you are discharging your duties very faithfully, you do not know how to move. And because you are so grave, you do not move hither and thither. Nor do you say anything. Rather, you always appear in a thoughtful mood. It may be that you are always thinking of a very grave and important subject matter, but we can guess very clearly what you are thinking of. We are sure that you are thinking of placing the lotus feet of Shyama Sundara on your raised peaks, just as we want to place his lotus feet on our raised breasts." Dear dry rivers, we know that because this is the summer season, all your beds are dry and you have no water. Because all your water has now been dried up, you are no longer beautified by blooming lotus flowers. At the present moment, you appear very lean and thin. So we can understand that your position is exactly like ours. We have lost everything due to being separated from Shyama Sundara. And we no longer hear his pleasing words. Our hearts no longer work properly, and therefore we have also become very lean and thin. We think, therefore, that you are just like us. You have turned lean and thin because you are not getting any water from your husband, the ocean, through the clouds. Srila Prabhupada comments, the example given here by the queens is very appropriate. The rivers become dry when the ocean no longer supplies water through the clouds. The ocean is supposed to be the husband of the river, and therefore is supposed to support her. Unless a woman is supported by her husband with the necessities of life, she also becomes as dry as a dry river. One queen addressed the swan as follows. My dear swan, please come here. Come here. You are welcome. Please, sit down and take some milk. My dear swan, can you tell me if you have any message from Shyama Sundara? I take you to be a messenger from him. If you have any such news, please tell me. Our Shyama Sundara is always very independent. He never comes under the control of anyone. We have all failed to control him, and therefore we are asking you, is he keeping himself well? I may inform you that Shyama Sundara is very fickle. His friendship is always temporary. It breaks even by slight agitation. But would you kindly explain why he's so unkind to me? Formerly he said that I alone am his most dear wife. Does he remember that assurance? Anyway, you are welcome. Please sit down. But I cannot accept your entreaty to go to Shyama Sundara when he does not care for me. Why should I be mad after him? I am very sorry to let you know that you have become the messenger of a poor-hearted soul. You are asking me to go to him? I am not going. What is that? You can talk of his coming to me? Does he desire to come here to fulfill my long expectation for him? All right, you can bring him here, but don't bring him with his most beloved goddess of fortune. Do you think that he cannot be separated from the goddess of fortune even for a moment? Could he not come here alone without Lakshmi? His behavior is very displeasing. Does it mean that without Lakshmi, Shyama Sundara cannot be happy? I can't be happy without any husband. Does it mean that the goddess of fortune has the ocean of love for him, and that none of us can compare to her?